1500 KSTP. What makes you think? If you haven't had dinner, you might want to try this. This looks real good. This looks real good. A quad stacker. You get four slabs of beef, and you just pile them on top of each other. Maybe you add six or seven more. Then you get four slices of cheese. You pile them on there. Then you get eight slices of bacon, and then you smother it all in a creamy sauce, and then you eat it and die. Every American knows there's an obesity epidemic in the country right now. But despite this, despite piles of research on the evils of diets high in saturated fat and sodium, low in fiber, that sort of thing, American fast food chains are out of control. They are loving the fact that America has recently abandoned the whole healthy food trip that I guess Jared got us on. Jared, the Subway guy. Jared was murdered last night, by the way. American fast food chains continue to roll out bigger, fatter, more decadent fare, and they're loving it. There's a sense, actually, that monsters are taking over our country and running our restaurants. Burger King's BK Stacker is just one example. They just decided, while it seemed a little grotesque to have a couple of slabs of beef, what the hell, add two more, call it a quad stacker, put on a bunch of cheese, tons of bacon, and smother the whole damn thing in a creamy sauce. Call it a quadruple bypass special. You eat it, you die. You just die right there, but you die smiling. 1,000 calories, a whopping 70 grams of fat, 30 grams of saturated fat, then a bunch of other kinds of fat, layers of this fat, that fat. Then the fat goes all around you. It starts to glom onto your butt, and then it just wraps around and covers your stomach, and it looks like kudzu after a while. Fat kudzu. Burger King says, quote, "We're just giving the public what it wants. They wanted it." Burger King isn't alone, of course. There are actually worse burgers out there. Hardee's 1,420-calorie Monster Thick Burger. It's called the Monster Thick Burger. It is a beast, and you eat that and your neighbors die. Nor is the nutritional affront limited to burgers. Subway has a 12-inch double meat classic tuna sub. It packs 1,600 calories, 110 grams of fat. Denny's has something called the Extreme Gram. The Extreme Grand Slam Breakfast. 1,300 calories, 80 grams of fat. You eat that and children scream and people go into their basement into the southwest corner. The Center for Science in the Public Interest, known for exposing the unhealthy content of everything from Mexican food to Alfredo sauce, labels such excessive fare food porn. Ladies and gentlemen, they're calling it food porn. Boy, now how does it feel getting in that drive-thru lane? Huh? Culinary pornography. What are we doing for dinner tonight, huh? How are you folks feeling about being spotted with your fast food out there now? Find the drive-up window for the purveyors of porn and feed your sick, twisted addiction, you engorged perverts. Wow. I just want you to sit with that for a little while, okay? You creepy people. There's someone listening right now who's in a drive-thru lane. Yeah. He's loosened his belt around his jaw. He's salivating right now. Oh, God, that's sick. Hello.
Hey, I was wondering what happens if I eat one of those burgers while I'm watching porn.
I think it has a canceling out effect. So Sort of a cold shower deal. You can't do that. It's like offsetting penalties in the NFL. But the fact that you're thinking about it makes me think you're fat as hell. I bet you're gargantuan. I bet you have so many double chins you need a bookmark to find your collar. Pornographers. They line this stretch called University Avenue. The bleak barren tarmac. Wendy's. Who's Wendy? The slut. Porkies. Gross. What does that really mean? Oh, God. It's all so sad. Don't let the kids see it if you can avoid it, people. Let them still believe in the concept of an organic salad from the co-op before their innocence is lost.